You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. I mean, okay, you have got to hear some of this audio. That's why I'm not doing StreamYard, or as you called it, Yard Stream.
Whatever. When do you want a break so I can give when you can fit your commercials in?
You want me to go halfway?
You just let Why? Me know, like, give me a time so I can
just to lay out?
Yes.
Oh shit, you're like planning this thing.
But no, I noticed that the commercials always don't fit in.
And that's like, true. Well, we should take time to say back with more Jay right after this.
But I'll say a line whenever you want me to lay out for a commercial, that's fine.
Okay, let's light this candle then.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. Those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
Does he look like a bitch?
What? Go on.
Go on indeed. Notorious J-A-Y, how we doing today, buddy?
We're fine, and I know you hate when I deviate, but I'm watching one of the biggest catastrophes. Have you seen Bridget Fonda lately?
Yes, and it is a catastrophe. She's 400 pounds.
I mean, I'm watching It Could Happen to You. I'm flipping channels. That's one of my favorite rom-coms, by the way. And she's just spectacular.
Exactly.
And I'm done.
It's bad.
Maybe she has some medical thing, so I'll shut up. So I can't
That's okay. I'm with you on that. It's a shame. May she get healthy and healthy soon. All right. We start today with a Simpsons reference that came to mind when I read this story. NBA to tighten rules on load management ahead of new television deal. Teams could be fined more than $1 million for resting players. See, this is a problem with the league, Jay. Now they want more money from the networks, and the networks are like, yeah, are your best guys going to play? And the owners are like, we hope so. Could you guarantee it? We'll do our best. No, you're going to have to do better than that. So they put in new rules, which you and I are old school heads. Yes, you and I come from a day and age in which Michael Jeffrey Jordan played every fucking night as hard as the last, because that's just what NBA players did. And it wasn't just him, it was everyone else. You needed to have a goddamn leg broken to not play. There's a picture of Dennis Johnson for the Celtics wearing like a neck brace that is an erector.
Gerald Henderson.
Gerald Henderson, right.
Gerald Henderson, yeah. He played with a broken neck.
He had a big old brace on with and metal rods and shit. And he's like, this is fine.
I can shoot like this.
I can set screens. I can pass. I might be able to make a jumper. Who knows? But let me give you some minutes, Coach. Let me give you a good quality 15, 16 minutes at the minimum. Now,
if you kids want to tell me about LeBron, go look at the minutes that Bird, Magic, and Kareem averaged. Go look at the minutes and then compare him next to LeBron.
Right.
And then that's another reason why I'll never call him the GOAT.
There you go. Fair enough. By the way, LeBron named in an investigation over steroids and PEDs, along with his wife. We could be having a Clemens situation all over again, or a Peyton Manning situation. Was it Peyton Manning in Indy? Who was it that hid behind his wife? Had her order the PEDs.
I know Clemens did that.
I know he did.
But there was a quarterback too. I can't remember. I can't remember the quarterback. It was a quarterback. Because he got called a scumbag by everybody for throwing his wife. Right. I'll do some digging.
LeBron and associates named in Biogenesis documents that were finally pried out through a Freedom of Information Act by people asking about it, the DEA documents. They also found out that, no shock, A-Rod is a rat. Call him A-Rat Rodriguez. He was ratting out other players to try to save his own skin in the whole Biogenesis thing.
I'm telling you again, I don't know how he gets any. He is the worst human being ever.
Him and Skip Bayless keep falling upwards at the speed of light? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Why does television reward bad people, bad behavior? Why does Urban Meyer get a pass Art Briles can't even go see his son-in-law after the game on the field without people losing their shit over that? And here's Urban Meyer on the set of Fox making millions of dollars.
Let me see. Let's compare it. Art Briles covered up several rapes at Baylor. We know that.
That is not true that he covered them up, Jay. You got to be tighter with your facts.
He let them slide.
Accused of not being attentive enough to the culture, which is the same thing Urban Meyer
was just going to say. And Urban Meyer, while trying to be Mr. Perfect, he had like four murderers on his team. He had the Pouncey brothers.
That was just at Florida. At Ohio State, he had shit going on. He ran cover for his assistant coach.
I've never said that Urban Meyer wouldn't have.
I'm not saying Art Briles is a great guy. I'm just saying, why do some guys, why are they able to fail upwards?
White privilege.
Well, Art Briles is white as well. I know. You're like, I'm stuck for it.
Can I say, by the way, can I give you the terrible race take of the week? Jamel Hill. I think Kaepernick. I think that, yes, yes. I wanted to call her and tell her, would you I do have her number. I've never used it, but this is the one time I wanted to say, shut up. Right. Shut up. Please shut up.
You wonder if certain people who want to keep the Kaepernick balloon in the air, just popping it in the air, because it barely has any air left in it. It's sad and shriveled, and you're like, come on, man.
It's like a week after a birthday party now.
Easily a week after. You just wonder if they're sitting around laughing, going, okay, straws, who's going to be one to tweet that Kaepernick should be in the league? Of course, that said, you know who was banging the drum for Jeff George years after he was out of the league?
Oh, Fetlock.
His old buddy from Ball State, Jason
Fetlock.
you dig it in on that one, aren't you? Okay, yes. back to the NBA and this new anti-load management rules that their hope is going to placate the networks. Get a load of this. Teams must manage their roster to ensure that no more than one star player is unavailable for the same game. Teams must ensure that star players are available for national television and in-season tournament games. Teams must maintain a balance between the number of one-game absences for a star player in home games and road games, with a preference for those absences to happen in home games. Because, you know, road teams and their road fans, they get one shot at seeing star player X or Y, so you don't want to deprive them of that. Teams must refrain from any long-term shutdown or near shutdown when a star player stops participating in games or plays in a materially reduced role in circumstances affecting the integrity of the game. And teams must ensure that healthy players resting for a game are present and visible to fans. So even though the polar bear at the zoo may not be doing any swimming or prancing around, you still want to see it lying on its back in the cave. This fucking league, and they're the highest paid players in sports on average. Guaranteed fucking contracts. Man, do I love NBA basketball when it's played at full tilt by the best players in the world. It's great. It's spectacular. But the fucking league is out of control. Now,
Go ahead.
And I'm going to ask you a key question about this.
Another thing that you and I can remember, and the young kids today, we had presidents of the league who weren't pussies.
Yes.
Now they're all a bunch of David Stern was said, fuck you, get out there and play.
I know. And now they're all corporate C-suite, ass-kissing, pinstripe, Brooks Brothers suit, I'm making a couple million myself, let's not rock the boat, corporate whores. Yeah. Yay, sports. The problem is sports got too big. Sports got too big. It's worth too much money now. It's the only thing people watch on TV. And so it's become, you know, polluted. We still love it. Don't we?
NBA, yes.
We love sports, right, Jay?
Oh, we love sports. We do love sports in the NBA, but it's run by a bunch of pussies.
We love it. We just love it a little bit less.
That is very true.
Just a little bit less.
Yeah.
So, here's the Simpsons reference. What's the problem with what I just read you? That long list of five bullet points, long verbiage and blah, blah. I don't even understand what it was, other than stop sitting star players. What's the key problem in all this? It's one word. It's one four-letter word. What's the problem?
Oh, I think I missed this one.
Star players.
Oh.
Who's a fucking star? What qualifies as a star? And that brought me to the Simpsons and the Great Stonecutters episode, where they sang this.
The Gutenberg.
A star. We do. Who makes Tyrese Halliburton a star? We do. I've never heard of Tyrese Halliburton. Well, you're a casual fan who should know better. How are you going to define who's a fucking star in this league?
Okay, that's a great... Okay, all right, offhand, I'm trying to name people who I think are stars.
I'm going to go to NBA leading scorers 2022-23, and we'll just go yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. I picked Tyrese Halliburton out of a hat in my head because I know he's a good player.
Great player.
Right.
Great player.
Here we go. Points per game. Jason Tatum.
No.
Led the league in points last year.
You know what? I'm going to star-ish.
Okay, here we go. First 3 years, Tatum, Embiid, Doncic. Star.
Yes.
Number four, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
nobody knows who he is outside of NBA heads and Canada.
Oklahoma City. Yeah, he's an Oklahoma City point guard. Nobody knows who he is. Giannis, star. Anthony Edwards.
Not a star. He might be a star after what he did in the World Championships. He was in a movie?
Hey, how about that? What was he in? Okay. What was he in? Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler?
Well, you're being funny. He was in Adam Sandler's movie about the Scout. It was the,
called The Scout. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is Julius Randle a star?
No.
Is Donovan Mitchell?
God, no. I want him out of New York.
Is Spida Mitchell a star?
No.
How about Trae Young and his unfortunate thinning hairline? A star. Yes, I'll give him that. Zach LaVine. Is he a star?
No.
Damian Lillard. Ding. Yes. De'Aaron Fox. No. DeMar DeRozan. No.
No.
Jaylen Brown. No. Pascal Siakam.
No.
Lauri Markkanen.
No.
Nikola Jokic. Yes.
Yes.
Jalen Green.
No.
Jordan Poole.
No.
Michael Bridges.
No.
Steph Curry.
Yes.
Yes. Jalen Brunson.
No.
Kyrie Irving.
He's a star for being an asshole.
Ja Morant, big time star.
Star for being an asshole.
LeBron James, star.
Of course, yes.
CJ McCollum, no. Bam Adebayo, no.
No.
DeJounte Murray, no.
CJ McCollum has a great podcast, though, but who doesn't?
DeMontis Sabonis, no. Klay Thompson, no. Yes.
Yeah.
Kristaps Porzingis was once upon a time, yes, but not anymore.
No.
Darius Garland, Franz Wagner, Devin Booker.
No.
Jimmy Butler.
No, people couldn't tell him off the street. Jimmy Butler is a star. It's the weirdest thing how he became a star, but he is a star. He is a star.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Nikola Vucevic.
No.
Paolo Banchero.
Not yet. Could be.
Okay. RJ Barrett?
No.
Keldon Maybe Johnson? Mama. Spencer Dinwiddie?
No.
Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Of course. Kyle Kuzma?
No.
Tyler Hero?
No.
Buddy Hield? No, he's not a star. Fred Van Vliet?
No.
Paul George?
No. And people will push back, and I'm like, I don't get it. He gave himself a nickname.
Terry Rozier?
No.
Anfernee Simmons.
No.
And finally, the 50th and final one, we'll stop here. Benedict Mathurin.
I couldn't pick
I
him
have
out of,
no idea who that is.
I couldn't pick him out of Dizzy Gillespie band.
Exactly. I couldn't pick him out of the Osmond family photo if he was the guy in shorts, a tank top, and holding a basketball. Wait, where is it? Who is that?
Yeah.
No idea. Who that is.
I have no idea who that is.
No, I've already forgotten his name. So, you know, the funny thing is doing this exercise, just looking at points scored last year, NBA or basketballreference.com, thank you very much, I realized the league has about 12 stars. That's about it. 12 stars that you would actually go, hey, you know what? We should probably make sure they play if we're going to get a new TV deal. The rest of them fucking take a night off. What do I care?
Here's what I realized. Like, the best players are internationals. That's what I realized watching the FIBA World Cup.
And there, boy, there's a lot of international players on that list. What does America need to do to get back its standing as the dominant force in bouncy ball?
Dominant. We have, okay, while the other teams have one or two players, we have like seven. And people running in the hills, oh my God, we're done. We took the little JV team.
We did, but do you think we should try harder?
When the United States wants to try hard.
You can say we're America.
Okay, when the United States tries hard, it crushes or wins all the time. But I mean, they literally, if you looked at that roster, what's that guy from the Bucks? Oh my God,
Drew Holiday?
No. Oh, come on. He was on.
Chris Middleton?
No, Jesus Christ.
Guy from the Bucks, Brook Lopez.
Jesus, you should know the Bucks roster back and forth.
I do, but you're saying that guy, and I'm asking for the most notable guys. I gave you the top three or four guys.
The center Giannis. From, No. The forward for the Bucks was when and he
Bobby
was
like Portis.
Thank you, Bobby Portis. Yes, I couldn't think of Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis was on this team. Could anybody name Bobby Portis outside of the NBA circles? No. That's what I'm saying. We literally took the JV team and had a very nice showing. They have no size.
What place did we finish?
Fourth. Lost to Canada in the gold.
You call fourth a nice showing?
But Canada, Germany, they've been together for like 10 years. This team was together for 3 weeks.
Your Honor, no further questions. Witness is yours. Let the record show the witness called a fourth place finish a quote good showing
with a
for
team
the
that's
mighty
been together for 3 weeks.
United States of America, 330 million people strong, with the number one league in the world, who invented basketball. Dr. Naismith is spitting his grave.
He's also Canadian.
Naismith.
Yeah, it's Canadian.
I had no idea. Well, there's one to grow on. I feel like I need that little sounder. Ding, ding, ding. And now you know.
That's right.
Cut to Manhunt. Well, they finally got this fucking murderer on the loose. Yes. Right. This guy who should have been deported the minute he was arrested in this country.
That's true, too.
Danilo Cavalcante. Danilo Cavalcante. Calacalesh. When they finally got this scumbag,
I love this.
Going to guess what NFL team sweatshirt he was wearing. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There's only two he could wear. One would be the Raiders, the other would be the Eagles. And of course.
And when you say, well, but I mean, what did you expect? He was on the run from the law in Southeast Philadelphia. He knew he was going to be cold outside in the woods or whatever. He needed to get something warm. What are they going to sell? Eagle shit. That's what the excuse is. I say, it doesn't matter. Because after the manhunt, when they brought him in, and they took a photo with him, by the way, that's another thing that I don't think was really well thought out. They had literally like 40 or 50 law enforcement all geared up in their camo and their guns and shit, pose for a group photo with this guy when they got him cuffed. And I'm thinking, you took 2 weeks and you needed the help of citizens and Ring doorbell cams and even Dog the Bounty Hunter, who I thought was canceled, was going to come on in.
Dead.
No, it's still alive.
Oh, okay.
He was like, I hear you're looking for somebody. So what I do? Let me come on in here. Beth, where are you at, girl? Oh, she's dead, actually. She died of cancer,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, she did. Yes.
So anyway, taking a picture with this guy. Like, seriously? 2 weeks, 100-plus men, and now you're all happy? Yeah, we got him after 2 weeks. Anyway, he was wearing an Eagles sweatshirt. But I think the best part is the question somebody posed at the presser to the authorities once he was caught, or no, before he was caught, is one of the all-time great manhunt questions. Here we go. Take a listen.
Sir, is there any concern that he would team up with another small man to step inside the trench coat, Little Rascal style?
No.
What?
Was there any concern he would team up with another small man to step inside a trench coat, Little Rascal style?
Oh, we really got to find out what journalist asked that question.
Okay. The guy said it without cracking up, and I got to give him credit for that. That's not easy to do. But I love how the guy says no. He considers it, and he's like, no.
Little Rascal style.
That sounds like it could be a Baba Booey, Howard Stern kind of thing.
Yeah. So like, not a, but you never know nowadays, the dummies that are journalists today, I wouldn't put it past them.
Oh, I went off yesterday with Charch about the performative art, and it's bad art that goes on now in our business. It's just, it's a bunch of feminine, performative, tantrum-throwing, emotion-showing bullshit. And I ripped Brandon Tierney of the Fan for playing all tough guy with the Jets. Like, come on, the season's not over. And he's standing up and he's pounding the table. Now you got Mike Greenberg. Have you seen Greenberg nearly break down in tears on the set on ESPN talking about what it was like that Rodgers was hurt?
I didn't, but you know my feelings on Greenberg, so I...
He could be a perennial fuck that guy, lifetime award winner along with right, Whitlock, yeah. Right?
Yeah, he might be a goat. Yeah.
He might be a goat on that.
Or fuck that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he played it off like, oh, this is so hard for me to talk about. I never thought this. Because, you know, he was being a big old fanboy all summer long for this. And they hyped up, they had cameras in someone's basement. He had a sleepover with his ESPN colleagues.
I saw that, and I saw him wearing a jet. Wasn't there a time where you didn't let your flagdom fly? What happened to those days?
Oh, God, yeah. That is long since over, I think, at this point. But, yeah. Yeah, it used to be at ESPN. When I worked there briefly in radio in 99, I came in wearing a team ball cap of someone. It must have been a Redskin hat. This was before the Redskins were an evil name that couldn't even be spoken in public. And they were like, yeah, no, next time we can't have you wearing a team hat. You could wear a general, you know, golf hat or whatever, but we don't do that here.
Even ESPN. Though you're on the radio? And
even
no one
though I was on the radio because...
Now, you worked with a big dummy. Whoever that was a big dummy.
Well, because, you're saying they should have allowed that?
No, the person who did that,
okay.
On the radio.
Well, okay.
Nobody can see you. Who gives a fuck?
Well, that's true. But I think the point is, once upon a time, that's how strict ESPN was in,
right.
Hey, we're not playing favorites. Now, they want all their hosts to cosplay as pseudo-hardcore fans of the team.
You were with me last
and
night
terrible.
At the house, and I, in all honesty, people want to know how I feel, and the truth is, there is no way in the world I have processed this. I understand that millions of things have happened yesterday in the world that in the big picture were more significant than this. But from a sports perspective, this is about as overwhelming as anything that could possibly happen 6, 8 months of anticipation, all the excitement and all the possibilities.
Hey, count your months, dipshit. It wasn't 8 months.
And for it to come to an end like that, that quickly, there's no way I have fully taken in the magnitude of what actually happened on the fourth play last night.
What a fucking beta this guy is.
I never liked him.
But this is what our... What my business, not yours, you're out of it. Thank God for that, for you. But this is what the business is. It's performative bullshit. And I guess I've got to learn to perform. I guess I've got to learn to, I don't know, fake it better.
But God, it wouldn't feel genuine.
Well, who cares about genuine?
Okay. That's true. Good point. That's a good point, but.
Coming up, Vince McMahon out of WWE, plus Bill Simmons with a terrible wrestling airball. More of Jay and myself right after these crass commercial messages. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree
Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog, Tucker, a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And we're back. Vince McMahon just sold WWE to Endeavor. The deal went final. He got a one-time dividend payout of $111 million. He bought the company. He bought the wrestling promotion back, I don't know how many years ago now it was, for $1 million.
From his dad.
From his dad. Pretty good return. But my question is that all that he's going to get in this sale? Can't be.
He's got to be getting, because Galdi would probably be the best one for, but he's got to be, a billion seems like.
Yeah, it should be a $1 billion business, I would think.
Unless he ran it into the ground.
I don't know. I think it's doing pretty well, all things considered. You know, they've figured out the way to stream their big pay-per-views. They've sidestepped all the cable drama that is going on between ESPN and
they
the cable
only have,
entities.
They only have one competitor.
Right. Although I got to say, I love the AEW product. The AEW product is the closest you'll get to the Attitude Era in the WWE that is around today. It's a lot of washed up, over the hill guys. I get that. But at least it's close.
I haven't watched a single second of it. I guess I should give it a look-see.
Okay. Yeah, give it a shot on that. Meanwhile, Bill Simmons purportedly is a big wrestling fan, right?
His son is. So he,
I thought he was.
His son is. So he lives vicariously through his son with wrestling.
Bill Simmons suggests WWE should bring back Test, who died in 2009.
Wow.
Whoops. Good thing he's not booking the show, right? Not booking the promotion. Be kind of hard. Hey, just hear me out on this. I got a great angle. So Stephanie McMahon can come back and have a love triangle with Test. See what he's doing these days, huh? You fucking moron. He's dead. Oh, really? How long? Did he just die? No, 14 years ago.
Yeah, that is a tough one. Ooh.
Of course, it's something that I would probably say. So maybe I should just back off a little teeny tiny bit about that. Next cut. The aliens that Mexico showed to journalists on Wednesday. Go.
Okay, I have not seen this.
Okay, well, here it is. The Mexican government, in a UFO slash alien investigation, showed to journalists for the first time ever two purported fossilized alien bodies that were uncovered in the salt mines of Peru.
That sounds
And they just
and then where gold comes from.
and they just so happen to look a lot like E.T. Steven Spielberg's made up friendly alien who loves a blanket and riding in the basket of a bicycle.
I'm looking now.
It's the
that
dumbest thing ever.
This could be anything.
They're tiny too. They're about the size of a kid's doll.
It could be that could be something that formed into the shape of a
It's a paper mache project is what it is. I've said for a while now with all these alien sightings, UFO sightings, they're like, what is this Tic Tac on the radar? I've said, okay, you're trying to get me all worked up. If you say that they've got bodies of aliens at Area 51, show me the bodies. Show me the bodies. Well, now Mexico showed me the bodies, and I'm going to say, okay, could we take one of those bodies? But no, we got to go now. But there's the body. No, we just want to, we'd like to do our own testing and maybe just see what it might. Nope.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mexico.
Yeah. I believe that, yeah, it's possible, even logical, that there would be external life of some shape or form with perhaps advanced technology that exists. However, if we're really being visited by aliens, eventually one of them is going to crash their fucking ship into a tree and we're going to find it on the side of the road. It's the same as my dead Sasquatch theory. I want to believe that squatches really exist, but if they did, there'd be a rotting one on the side of I-45 that is being eaten by vultures because it fell down a cliff when it was wet and rainy and broke its leg. Right? Am I right? They wouldn't be immune to fucking up and killing themselves by accident and then just being lying around. You wouldn't have to go hunt for them. You wouldn't have to use thermal imaging to do so.
I just always love how people say they've seen Sasquatch, but no one ever gets it. It's like people can't take a picture with their iPhone. It's never a clear picture. It's grainy.
Shaky. Yeah. Exactly, yeah, right. Yeah. All right, your Steelers lost and lost badly to the Niners.
They did, yes.
And Kenny Pickett got whipped to the ground, whapped his head, and then played like dog shit afterwards. Was it just that Niners defense, or did he play concussed? I'll hang up and listen off the air, although I'm supposed to be cutting down on that phrase.
The best thing that was said during Sunday, when they went down 20-7, Mrs. Cottrell turned to me and said, "We're paying this YouTube thing for this crap." And I had no response.
Yeah.
Had no response.
You're like, you know what, honey? I can't argue with you on that. How was your YouTube Sunday ticket experience?
It could be better. How about that?
Tell me how. I'm curious. Do you not like the fact that we can't choose our four box That was like a fucking game, like a puzzle. Do you want Ravens versus Texans plus Falcons versus Panthers plus Red Zone plus Vikings versus Bucks? Or do you want, and they go through all three and then one thing is different. I kept scrolling going, no, still don't see the combination I want. I want the Commanders game, yes. And I want the Vikings game, yes. Right. Why can't we just go boom, 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 wrap it up and let's go?
That's what I wish.
Yeah, well, they apparently don't allow that. Oh, by the way,
Andrew Siciliano back.
I know. Hanson hit different for me on the Red Zone. This is my first experience with Hanson. And
that's right, because you had Andrew.
It's always been me and Andrew. And I felt like, you know, Hanson's good and people say he's good, and I get it. He's not Andrew. Andrew had this tight urgency and this dark sense of humor that would permeate every one of his references as he went from game to game to game. Hanson was a little bit more neutral, a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more happy. And I kind of like the more serious Andrew Siciliano, but you and I are biased, aren't we? He was our friend and colleague.
He was our boy. And I do. Well, the one thing Hanson does, that the witching hour, I like that. That late between the four o'clock and one o'clock, but there are lots of people
that are trying to claim that term, saying I invented that term, the witching hour.
Okay,
I know. Like there's any money to be had in that. One more thing about the Steelers. Someone pointed out the Patriots traded down in the draft this past spring with the Steelers just to prevent the Jets from taking offensive tackle Broderick Jones. The Jets then went with tackle Dwayne Brown, who's 38 years old, and was involved in the play that took down Rodgers and ended his season and likely the Jets' season. Chess, not checkers, being played by Belichick.
I meant to ask you. So, I don't want to say laughter.
Was I laughing when Rodgers went down? No.
When you got calls on Monday, how did they sound?
We didn't get too deep into it. We were reveling in beating the Bears yet again.
Okay. Yeah.
So
for the 89th time.
Well, actually, it would have been Tuesday, because so Monday was a lot of Bears calls. Tuesday was, oh my God, can you believe that happened? And my net of it, and I'll get your net of the whole Rodgers thing, was no personal animus, even though he wore me the fuck out with all of his bullshit and lies on the way out the door about the I don't get cell service and, you know, the whole yurt stunt and Aubrey Marcus, his douchebag buddy on the podcast, and guys like McAfee and Greenberg being his number one and number two cheerleaders doesn't help him in my eyes. But that's fine. I had no real personal axe to grind. I wanted to play 65-plus snaps, so that the Packers would get a better draft pick. That said, when he went down, I was like, well, maybe the gods have spoken. Maybe karma did have something to do with this. I don't know. I'm more happy that Greenberg has to be than I am that Rodgers is out for the season. I'm happy it happened to certain Jet fans and certain Roger fans. That's all.
Well, I've never known any Jet fan in my life, so I can say that. But I was giggling because I knew Greenberg would be crying in his crying while eating his chicken with a knife and a fork.
He eats his
wings with a knife and a fork.
Oh my God!
That right there is reason number 97 to hate him.
That is so on brand for Mike Greenberg. But here's the perhaps dark, not silver lining, but the dark lining of this cloud. They may do this all over again next year, because if Rodgers says, fuck that, I'm not going out that way, I'm going to rehab like a maniac, and you watch, I'll be great at 41. Then we've got to go through this whole thing next year. And you got to get updates. Rodgers is now throwing on the side. Rodgers is now doing this. Rodgers says he'll be ready for minicamp. Rodgers is a go for preseason. Oh, my God. It's going to be painful, buddy. It's going to be painful.
My favorite thing was they were talking about quarterbacks who could replace him. And then I heard the best one. Joseph Vincent Flacco.
Flacco. Yes.
I didn't even know he was still throwing a ball anywhere, but apparently he's ready to go.
Flacco is a tragic option. Wentz is a tragic option. RG3, who either low-key sold himself or was trying to make a different point altogether, depends on who you believe, is a tragic option. These are really non-options.
No, there's not an option in there. No.
We need a league once again where a Brad Johnson, just an average good guy, can take you all the way home. Where a Jeff Hostetler can take you all the way home.
God.
Where a Trent Dilfer can, repeat after me, kids, take you all the way home.
Jesus Christ.
that league doesn't exist. Everyone's unicorn hunting right now. Here we go.
I'm not a good guy.
Strong finish.
I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Okay, Jay, who is your nominee for the week?
Those fans who glued themselves to the U.S. Open floor at Ash Stadium.
Oh, God.
Protesting something. I don't even know what it was. I can't remember what it was. But they held up Coco Gauff's semifinal match for 50 minutes.
Yeah,
I was like, who are you, asshole? No, if this was the NBA, they would have beat him and thrown him out. But they were so very nice. They glued their shoes to the ground. So they took their shoes. They should have been beaten and thrown out.
I totally agree. I've had it with this bullshit. We're running a civil society here. You want to act like children? Then we're going to fucking put you in jail for a good long time. I saw a protester who had glued her hand to the pavement, and the only way to get her off was to chisel out a literal chunk of the street. And as she's walking in tears with the cop in cuffs to the, you know, station, somebody said, yeah, you might have to have that hand amputated because it was so melted into the pavement. To which I would have said, serves you fucking right. Make sure it spreads on other protest message boards. So to the protesters who got in the way of Coco Gauff, America's new tennis darling, you say,
fuck those guys.
Mine goes out to a certain number 8 for the Buffalo Bills. He's their punter. His name is Sam Martin. Sam Martin had a moment to make one play in his fucking life, which was to stand up, lower his shoulder, and give it good and hard to rookie Xavier Gibson for the Jets. Did Sam Martin do that? No, he didn't. He might have done the softest thing I've ever seen on a football field, a backwards leaping patty cake that did not deter Gibson for more than a split second. I don't know why they haven't cut this chump. To Sam Martin, you, sir, are the fuck that guy of this week. Tell you what, Trevor Ariza put his hands on that girl at the party harder than Sam Martin did of Xavier Gibson.
Too soon. That, huh?
All right.
No Mel Tucker jokes?
No Mel Tucker jokes. No, okay. We should talk Mel Tucker next week. How about? Let's let this chili continue to percolate, because I think there's going to be more between now and then. All right? Let's give it another week.
I'm with you on that.
Chili's not ready yet on Mel Tucker. Let's give it away.
Not ready yet.
All right, Jay, as always, you like to say,
bye-bye now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.